He was a founding father, a contemporary of men like Washington, Jefferson, and Franklin. We know that he talked, argued, and wrote with them, and his role in the early years of the new nation led him to be known as the penman of the Revolution. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1760s, John Dickinson, a Philadelphia lawyer who grew up on his family's plantation near Dover, Delaware, began penning what are known as Letters from a Farmer, anonymous writings in support of the colonies in their disputes with England. Gloria Henry says Dickinson's oft-read letters and arguments against England made him a natural choice to be a delegate at the Continental Congress to discuss the question of independence from England.
He decided that he could not vote for it, so he abstained from voting. And then he picked up a gun and he actually fought in the war that he did not vote for.
John's abstention is believed to be because he thought the colonies were too divided to come together and form a new nation. After the war, he served as governor of Delaware and later Pennsylvania. But he saw that a constitution was needed. He helped with the very wording of the constitution, including two houses of government, one with equal representation by state, the Senate, to help small states like his home state of Delaware. Perhaps those ties influenced his passing here.
When it went to the colonies to ratify the Constitution, Delaware was the very first one to ratify it.
Delaware ratified the U.S. Constitution on December 7, 1787, the first state to do so. And that is why the state's license plates carry the motto, "The First State." Dickinson earned the title Penman of the Revolution, a founding father with a lasting impact on the country.
He knew George Washington. He argued with Benjamin Franklin. He corresponded with Thomas Jefferson. John knew all of these people.
The Dickinson Plantation shares the broader story of the time period, as well as the life of the penman of the Revolution who grew up here. Traveling the countryside near Dover, Delaware, I'm Andrew McCray.